Life Audio.
Hi, friends. I'm excited to share a special preview of the Therapy and Theology podcast hosted by licensed therapist Carly Merklier with you. In each episode, Carly tackles common questions related to therapy, mental health, and faith. In the preview you are about to hear, Carly discusses how we can decode our distress.
You're listening to Therapy and Theology, and I'm your host, Carly Merklier. This podcast is a space where we explore popular topics and questions related to the convergence of faith, feelings, spiritual formation, and more. My prayer is that through these conversations, we will grow in our awareness of who we are as beloved children of God, learn to acknowledge our needs and emotions with curiosity and compassion, and rediscover the purpose and power of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. As a licensed therapist and ministry leader, I want to give voice to the many questions we face while cultivating a clearer view of how our faith informs our healing journey. I don't have all the answers, but I am committed to going deeper and walking together. So whether you've been to therapy or know exactly what you believe when it comes to theology, I want to invite you to join this journey as we fearlessly name the complexities of our present reality and press into the hope of the gospel story. So are you ready? Let's jump into today's question and begin this journey together.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hello and welcome back to Therapy and Theology. I'm excited today to start a mini series over the next several weeks on the importance and the purpose of our emotions. Now, whether or not you are a feeler by nature or not, we all have emotions and have been created with the capacity to feel emotions in a very large range. We all have different experiences when it comes to emotions, right? And I think this is important to be able to explore. And so today I want to kind of give us a baseline or a foundation for understanding emotions. And then over the next few weeks, we're going to build off of that and explore the discipleship of when hard emotions come, what do we do with those? Because I think for many people, and I see this in my own life and in my clients, is that we have certain emotions that we're okay with, and then we have these other emotions that we kind of dismiss or deny because maybe they feel uncomfortable or we have some beliefs around them that are frankly not even true. Oftentimes when I ask my clients what comes to mind when they think of the word emotions, the immediate association is often sadness or weakness. And this is a really important association, right? As we create inform our beliefs around our emotions, it actually impacts significantly the way we experience or think of how we're feeling. You know, I think of the development of our emotional awareness, and this happens in various ways, right? We are largely impacted by the way our family system addressed emotions, by the way our subcultures addressed emotions. And although there are a select few emotions that maybe we have an easy time acknowledging, like joy or excitement or even surprise, yet when we arrive to uncomfortable feelings, it's harder to identify, withstand, manage, or even understand what's going on inside of us. Oftentimes, the result of our upbringing and personality, in addition to social messaging and just lack of attunement to our emotions, creates conflict both internally in our bodies and externally in our relationships. And maybe you often become shut down or distant in social situations, or maybe you experience a significant amount of anxiety at work or when you're alone or when you're with people. And maybe anger is an easy triggered emotion by simple annoyances, or tears come to your eyes when you least expect them. These are important aspects aspects of what's going on internally. And so the question I'm often asked in therapy is, why do I feel this way? I think for a lot of people, myself included, this is a hard question to ask, because when we acknowledge, right, what's happening inside of us, there's a story behind it. There's information that needs to be revealed. And sometimes that information can be difficult. But I also want to give a disclaimer here, because the psychoeducation and this discussion on emotions, I don't want it to be a substitute for actual therapy. So I'm hopeful that we can walk together in this and explore this, but also want to encourage those of you listening that maybe are acknowledging some emotions that are bringing up some deeper things to sit with a therapist to find that support in addition to doing this personal work. What I often see within both therapy and in the Christian circles is that many of us tend to dismiss or deny the presence or the intensity of our emotional experience. And this can be for many reasons, but we can make excuses for our actions, or we can seek to distract ourselves and distance ourselves from whatever distresses us, or think of the feelings as maybe unholy or a display of our lack of spiritual maturity. The common Christian responses to uncomfortable emotions that I see that can be damaging are things like, you know, I was told I need to pray more, or I just need to trust the Lord in all circumstances. And although these are truths that come from Scripture, they tend to distort the object of our distress, and oftentimes can connect us to a belief that our emotion is a sign of a lack of faith. And that's not true. This way of thinking only increases our motivation to run from the feelings or to disconnect from ourselves. Yet, as we come to find, with any attempt to escape our emotions, they just become heavier and heavier to carry. And so our bodies and minds often pay the toll for our attempts to distract ourselves from our emotional distress. We can self-medicate, we can load up our schedules and social calendars to distract ourselves from the reality that something is not right. The consequences of this method, though, right, are damaging both to our bodies and to our souls. The problem with distressing emotions, I think, from both a personal perspective and from my work, is that they uncover vulnerability, don't they? No one likes the discomfort of difficult emotions, yet many of us, I don't think, have developed what therapists call distress tolerance skills. Becoming quickly overwhelmed by the presence of distress in its various forms, we can freeze, we can find quick fixes, and oftentimes unhealthy ways to just subdue the symptoms and try to move on with our lives. In addition, our feelings are largely based on messages on our upbringing, and these can be from formative experiences. This impacts the way that we function, even subconsciously, by motivating us for the need for safety, security, and social connectedness. One of the largest contributors, I think, to our emotional crisis today as a society is that we have not learned to validate our feelings. Just beliefs about emotional health, we each learn how to deal or not deal with our emotions in various ways. Yet within the family of God, I think it's so powerful that we can be brought into a different perspective on understanding our emotions and the experiences we face within a broken world. There is such a need for healthy formation in this area of our lives, and I believe the Bible provides a guide and grace for us to develop an awareness and a practice to acknowledge and understand our emotions given by God to draw us closer to Him and to others.
To continue listening to the preview you just heard, please check out this episode's show notes for links. You can also discover more episodes of Therapy and Theology on lifeaudio.com or search the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I'll be back next time with a brand new episode of Teach Us to Pray. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.